Off the Rails from the U.S. Faster Payments Council.
I'm Reed Utanen, Executive Director of the U.S. Faster Payments Council, and this is Off the Rails from the U.S. Faster Payments Council, sponsored by Volante Technologies. This time, it's a great conversation with Dr. Angela Murphy, VP of Business Development at Photon Commerce. Angela and I talk about payments, data, and the use of AI to enhance payments experiences. We also talk about Angela's past in musical theater, but before we get to that discussion, let's take a look at the headlines. We've issued our call for session proposals for the FPC's fall member meeting, which will be September 26th and 27th in Memphis. There's going to be a lot to talk about and lots of folks looking to get on stage to share their thoughts, so get your proposals in. Also, registration for the event is open at fasterpaymentscouncil.org. We'll be at the Hyatt Centric on Beale Street in Memphis, and we have a fun evening event at the legendary Beale Street establishment Silky O'Sullivan's, scheduled for September 26th. If you'd like to help us out with a sponsorship for that evening event, shoot us a note at memberservices@fasterpaymentscouncil.org. Okay, that's enough of the headlines. It's time to talk with Angela Murphy of Photon Commerce. Okay, we are joined by Dr. Angela Murphy of Photon Commerce. Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
All right, well, let's get going and just get right into it, because I think it'd be a good idea, Angela, if you'd give us some context on Photon, you know, where you're coming from and what you guys are focused on as we get into the discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. So my title at Photon Commerce is the Vice President of Business Development. I basically touch a lot of things that have to do with our go-to-market strategy. And then the company as a whole is focused on using artificial intelligence and natural language processing to streamline manual processes associated with invoices and all things payments.
Cool. Let's dig in a little bit on that, because I know there are different types of AI. There's the AI chatbots that we've all been having fun playing around with. And of course, we had ChatGPT on the show recently, but that's not the type of AP or AI you're focused on, right?
No, it's not. But I listened to that episode. I thought it was super cool that you had ChatGPT on the show to kind of demonstrate what AI can do for people. And that type of AI is what I refer to as generative AI. So you input something into a system and it generates something back to you. So you ask a question and then you get a response. So you're generating an output using artificial intelligence based on a certain set of factors. What Photon focuses on and what I'm super interested in as a use case is interpretive AI. So using artificial intelligence to extract or interpret data from a source or a record, like an invoice or a receipt or a contract. And that's really what we focus on. And that's what I've been talking to people about a lot, because I think that really is going to be the next wave of AI innovation. We're just all really excited about like being able to talk to a robot now. So we haven't really moved ourselves forward in that conversation just yet.
Yeah. Everybody gets super excited about the chatbots and, you know, asking them stuff and getting them to predict, you know, the launch of FedNow incorrectly and stuff like that. so as we think about what's possible with this interpretive AI, you know, for process improvement and efficiency, what are the needs and wants when it comes to payments, messages, and data and so forth?
So part of the reason that I get really excited talking about this is because my background is in payments. I've been doing this for a few years now. I started out in B2B payments and accounts receivable, and now I'm more on the technology side of things. And what I see a lot of times in B2B use cases in particular is this reliance on manual processes and, unfortunately for us in the US, checks. I mean, something like 60% of all payments made between businesses in the US right now is still on a paper check, and it's super manual. There's a high chance of fraud. It diminishes your ability to understand your cash flow for your business. And so when I think about use cases for AI, it comes down to two things. One, there's this like efficiency play, right? Where you get better views into your cash flow. You can look up an invoice and the check that's associated with it and the purchase order and kind of do this two and three way matching in near real time. But then it also makes the experience for your internal teams, your back office teams, your AP, your AR crew, who is sitting there at a desk all day and, inputting stuff into an Excel spreadsheet. Like nobody wants to do that, if we're being honest. So why not use a robot or artificial intelligence to extract that data into your system of record and save your AP team and your AR team like 2 days a month and let them focus on more strategic initiatives. Aside from the B2B use case, I also think that there's really interesting consumer use cases. So a lot of times we go to the store, I go to the store, I go to Target a lot, and I'll look at my, credit card statement, I'll look at my online banking app, and it's like, okay, well, you went to Target on Tuesday and you spent $37.02. And I don't know what I bought because it's Friday and I've slept since then. And I'm like, oh man, is this in my budget? What was I buying? And so when I think about the user experience and a use case for AI and interpretive AI in particular, you go to the self-checkout, you make your purchase, the self-checkout spits out the receipt, and then you can open your online banking app or your credit card app, whichever one, take a picture of the receipt, and then interpretive AI can read that receipt and then pull all the information from it into the transaction in real time. So in my case, I would go to Target on Tuesday, go through this whole process, and then on Friday, I can say, wait, what did I spend $37.02 on? And it's like, that was three boxes of dog ice cream, okay? Like that goes into my budget, and I know how much money I'm, spending to make my dog happy.
And that's, yeah, just to clarify, that's ice cream that is for dogs, not ice cream that is tastes like dogs.
This is so funny because my dog's name is Roscoe, and he's laying outside my office right now, and he keeps perking his ears up when I say the phrase ice cream because he knows what it is. He's a German Shepherd. He's really smart.
Okay, we have gone off the rails ahead of schedule, but I'm gonna actually was ready to switch gears a little bit anyway, so that works out. But so before we get into the buy or sell game, I know you're working on a book project, and I know this because I'm helping collaborate on that project with you. But so for those who don't get enough of me and the content from the podcast and at FPC events, listen up to this. Anyway, Angela, tell us about the book project, why you think it's needed, what it is, when we can buy our copy.
So the book is coming out later this year. I don't have an official date just yet because I'm still working on a little bit of the administrative details that go along with publishing a book. Anyone who tells you that it's easy, they are either selling something or really enjoy lying. Because it's definitely an endeavor and a labor of love. But this book is about all things faster money, faster payments in the US, and it's a collaborative project, which is something that's super exciting to me. So around the time of Money 2020 in the fall of last year, I had spent the majority of the year trying to learn more about faster payments and faster money. And I was struggling to find this like go-to resource for this payment rail and this modality. And when I was at Money 2020 and talking to people about this, they couldn't help me either. I mean, we were talking about faster money, faster payments, RTP, FedNow, the new rail, and nobody had like a book that I could read. And I'm an academic, or I came out of academia. I don't know if I still count as an academic, but whatever. And so how I learn about things is by reading books. And when I couldn't find the book I wanted to read, I decided I would write it because that's what a normal sane person would do. And so I was talking to a bunch of our friends in the industry in Las Vegas, and I decided that rather than me kind of being the person who writes this book from the lectern on high as the expert on faster money and faster payments, that I would ask people who were experts on different topics that I'm not as strong in to contribute their ideas and their thoughts and their expertise to the book. And so now the project is essentially like an edited anthology from some of the best voices in the industry about faster payments, whether it's risk and fraud or use cases. Or ISO 20022, who the key players are. And so there's a lot of people involved. It's coming out later this year. I'm going to do, hopefully, before we get onto the fall conference circuit, we'll do some kind of like soft announcement, maybe on a podcast. But for anybody who is out there that wants to learn more about faster payments, whether you're a practitioner or you're just curious or you're working in the financial services industry and you're just not really sure where to start, I'm hoping that this book can be a starting place for a lot of people and then allow them to dig deeper in their own way.
All right. I'm super excited about it, but I want you to tease us with a couple more names because mine is not going to sell any books.
Well, I don't think Payments Elf is going to sell it either, but we do have some great collaborators. I know that Elspeth Bloodgood is a part of the project, Travis Delaney, the payments professor, Kevin Olson, got to, get the band back together. Peter Davies involved. And then the thing that I'm super, super excited about is that Sean Rodriguez has graciously offered to write the foreword for the book. And I'm giving him an advanced draft copy here in the next couple of weeks. So I am both nervous and excited to hear what he has to say about the draft.
Yeah, well, some might call Sean the godfather of the Faster Payments Council, so it's cool that he's agreed to be part of this too. So that's awesome. Like I said, we'll keep people updated here as we hear more from you about the dates and when and where they might be able to get a copy when it's ready. Like you said, look for different sessions and things at different conferences this fall. Hopefully, a session at the FPC conference. You ready to play a game?
Yes, I love games.
Okay, let's play buy or sell. And I think you know how this game works, but just make sure everybody's on the same page. I'm going to throw out some propositions. You let us know if you agree and buy or disagree and sell. First one, speed is the biggest thing that will come from faster payments such as RTP and FedNow.
Sell, the data is more important than the speed.
Yeah, I agree. And those who end up reading the book we just talked about will see that my chapter is all about how, in my view, payments are really a form of communication. And so that really is going to be the big unlock, I think, in terms of new business cases and even business models. FedNow's launch is the most important event in payments in 50 years.
Sell RTP networks and live for five.
Five, almost six now. I'm actually going to buy this because I think that the launch of FedNow is bringing the attention that the RTP network has deserved for the last 6 years. And it's going to be to the benefit not only of FedNow and the banks that adopt FedNow, but also RTP. I think ultimately you're going to see a lot of banks adopting both in a way that we haven't seen in the last 5 years. And it's going to be, I think, a tipping point that pushes everything over the edge to the good. Network-to-network interoperability is critical to the long-term success of instant payments.
Buy, I guess. I'm a little bit over talking about interoperability, but it seems to be important to a lot of people. I think that this whole question can be solved with APIs.
Yeah, it sounds like you said buy, but it feels like you're a sell. And I usually don't play the game along with the guests, but I'm gonna interject again here because I am a sell here. And it's interesting because I think 4 years ago I probably would have been a strong buy on this, but I think what we've seen is providers who can knit this together for the networks and for the users, making it seamless and allowing for ultimately what I think is going to be a situation where both of these networks reach ubiquity or near ubiquity, and that's going to be a stronger answer. Phantom of the Opera is the greatest musical ever. Buy or sell?
By, and I kind of have an interesting reason for this. Christine is one of my dream roles. And when I was in high school, I entered my I sang Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera, like grand piano behind me on the stage, floor length gown in front of like the whole school and my local community, because it was like two performances. So yeah, I have to go by on that one.
And you were able to show your face at school the next day, so it must have gone okay. I'm gonna go with The Lion King, because I have little kids and we went and saw it and it was great. So that's where we're going. Corporates have a huge efficiency opportunity in terms of AP, AR automation with instant payments.
Where's the big button? Buy, buy, buy. Yeah, I mean, obviously, with the whole thing with checks, like if you can get your money faster or know more quickly where your money went, then that's a huge opportunity for any business.
Totally. Serious people only read nonfiction.
Now I need the other button, sell, sell, sell. I am a big believer in reading both fiction and nonfiction. I think that's just because of me formerly being an academic, and I love young adult fantasy and high fantasy, and that's what I spend a lot of my time reading in the summer, especially at the lake. And I just think the people who try to say like, "Oh, you're only a real reader if you read X, Y, or Z," like, they're boring. You don't need that energy in your life.
Totally. Give us a couple of books you're reading or you just read.
So I just finished my reread of the Throne of Glass series from Sarah J. Maas. All of her work is good, so read everything she's ever written. She's a great author. She's three different book series out right now, actually. And then the next fiction book that I am picking up is The Fourth Wing. Everyone on Bookstagram and BookTok is talking about this book. There's dragons. It's apparently an amazing book. If you've read it already, I'm so happy for you. If you haven't read it yet and you don't know if you like fantasy, apparently this is the book to read, and the sequel comes out in the fall.
The Fourth Wing. Okay. And what lake? You said you go to the lake.
Oh yeah, Table Rock. I go to Table Rock in the
See,
summer.
that's interesting fact for everybody. That's very close to where I live, so maybe we could hang out sometime. The usage and adoption of instant payments will diminish the use of ACH.
I'm gonna go sell on this one because I think that going back to my earlier point about the data, if you can get data in an ACH, then an ACH and an instant payment is just like a similar behavior. Instant payments is obviously hopefully going to kill the check once and for all, but I think ACH is fine and it's not really going to go
As long as we kill the check. All right.
away.
Congratulations. Even though you got a couple answers wrong, you've won by yourself.
Yay!
And now we'll move on to the lightning round. Some quick questions, quick answers. Give us a use case for faster payments that you think about that people haven't really been talking about.
I really don't think a lot of people are talking about B2B, like business-to-business payments generally, and faster payments, and what that's going to mean for cash flow in the supply chain.
All right, best superhero movie, Chris. Is it Hemsworth, Evans, Pratt, or Pine?
I'm gonna have to go Chris Pine. Hemsworth's writing in Thor has been garbage lately. Evans, whatever. Pratt is a garbage person in real life, so Pine wins.
Oh, hopefully Chris Pratt's not listening to the show. Something people often get wrong when it comes to faster payments.
Speed is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, totally. Something you do outside work that might surprise people.
I sing all the time, literally all the time.
This is true. I've been around her a couple times, and she definitely does. One myth about faster payments you'd like to dispel.
That people don't care about the data in the payment.
And a fun faster payments use case you'd like to see get more play.
Probably bill pay. Now that I'm thinking about it, like being able to pay your bills when you want to. I think that's a huge use case. It's not fun. I mean, who cares about bills? But like everybody has them. So bill pay.
Boring. All right. Angela, thanks so much for joining us. This was fun. Any final thoughts for
Yeah, thank you
for our
so much.
audience?
Oh yeah. So buy the book, pre-order it when it comes out, and we do the announcement and let us know what you think. Like all the collaborators are really excited about it. So buy the book and give us your feedback.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And that will do it for this episode. Thank you again to Angela for joining us and giving us her time and expertise. And thank you all for listening. Check back here for more information on the book Angela and I talked about. And don't forget to register for the fall member meeting at fasterpaymentscouncil.org. Talk to you all in a couple weeks.